In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last night at Vespers, which is part of our preparation for Sunday, I had the reader read the three Old Testament readings that the church asks us to read whenever we celebrate the feast days of the cross. And today's not a feast day of the cross, so to speak, but I thought it was appropriate to have those three short Old Testament readings read last night. And we heard three. They were short. I'll just speak to them about you. It'll come back in a minute. Summarize them briefly. How about that? We heard a reading from Exodus. We heard how Moses led his people into the wilderness, and this was just after making that dramatic escape from Egypt. This is a reading where they are crossing on dry land through the Red Sea, and they're finally free. They're no longer slaves in Egypt. And they've been there for 3 days, and they've been wandering, but then they realize that it is hot, it is dry, and they are thirsty. They finally find water. They're thankful. They bend down to drink the water, and they find that the water is bitter. And these are the waters of Marah. And in response, the Lord shows Moses a tree. And in that reading, he tosses the tree into the water as waters of Marah. And those bitter waters are made sweet. And this tree of Moses, the one that he throws into the waters of Marah, this tree is given to us by the church as an image in the Old Testament, an image of the cross. And so we say that the cross turns bitterness into sweetness. We heard a second reading from Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, as you know, is the book of the collected wisdom within Judaism. And we heard that for the wise man, hardships, difficulties in life are valuable experiences. Although life can be full of unpleasant surprises, full of tests, trials, certainly tribulations, we learn from them. We learn from these trials. We learn from these difficulties. We learn wisdom. We're not necessarily smarter at the end, but we do acquire, says Proverbs, this wisdom. And in the reading last night, Proverbs says this wisdom is like a tree of life. And so we say that the cross is a tree of life, which turns confusion into wisdom. Third reading last night was from the prophecy of Isaiah. And in Isaiah, this is towards the end, God is speaking to Israel through his prophet, just as the Jews were being allowed to return to the holy city of Jerusalem after decades of enslavement, decades of humiliation and imprisonment in the foreign land of Babylon. And in those words spoken by God through Isaiah, the Lord comforts his people. He tells them and promises them that the nations that once defeated, the nations that once humiliated them, those nations will one day serve Israel. For Israel will achieve a great victory over these nations. And even the mighty trees of Lebanon, says God through Isaiah in last night's reading, even the mighty trees that grow in the forests of Lebanon, these mighty trees will be cut down and brought to Jerusalem so that the temple of the Lord might be a place of majesty, a place of beauty. The trees of Lebanon are not themselves images of the cross. Those trees hint at a tree of even greater power. The trees of Lebanon are pointers for us. They point us toward the cross yet to come. They point us toward the tree of crucifixion. And so we say that the cross turns defeat into victory. It turns enslavement into kingship. These Old Testament readings are read in honor of our celebrations of the cross to proclaim that the cross is something which turns bitterness into sweetness, it turns confusion into wisdom, and it turns enslavement into freedom. And of course, in the New Testament, what is said of the cross will find its fulfillment. It all comes true. Through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the bitterness of innocent suffering and agony, that bitterness gives way to the sweetness of resurrection and new life. Through the cross, the confusion and uncertainty of the passion, the suffering of Christ, in which Christ was abandoned by us, in which Christ was betrayed and mocked. Through the cross, the folly of the death of the Savior. How could that happen? The folly of that death was revealed to be the wisdom of God for our salvation. Through the cross, the defeat of the one who was lowly and gentle of heart gave way to victory over the forces of sin and death and evil. Through the cross, in the New Testament, the suffering servant becomes the victorious king. Bitterness into sweetness, confusion into wisdom, and finally defeat into victory. The images of the cross in the Old Testament, they become true in the life of Jesus Christ. But more than that, and because of that, they are also images that are true for us. The cross means all of this for us as well. Christ this morning calls each of us to pick up our crosses and to follow him. And on the cross, we crucify those things in our own lives which bring bitterness and confusion and defeat. By picking up our cross, we put to death all that holds us back from receiving God's love and in turn sharing that love with others. The cross represents giving up the illusion that we're in control. It means letting go of anger. It means letting go of resentment. It means striving with all of the energy, all of everything that you have, everything at your disposal, to get the help that you need, to set aside any kind of attachment which brings enslavement rather than joyous freedom in Christ. When we pick up our own crosses, when we deny ourselves, and when we follow Christ, then the truth of those Old Testament readings, they come screaming into our own lives. The Exodus story becomes our story. The bitterness of failed relationships, they give way to the sweetness of forgiveness, the sweetness of reunion. Like in Proverbs, hardships and difficulties in life give way to wisdom. Our eyes are opened, in other words. They are open to the depth and the presence of God's love, even in the midst of tough times and suffering and things we don't understand. And finally, like in the book of Isaiah, through the cross we move from being defeated by sin to being victorious over sin by the grace of God. We move from being slaves to being kings. By the power of the precious and life-creating cross, whose veneration we celebrate today, the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen.